You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today is a Defeat Your Drama Day, and I'll be sharing a drama challenge from Linda from Florida. If you'd like me to provide customized solutions for your drama challenge, you can go to my website at defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the Submit Your Question button. You can either leave me a recorded message or type up and send your current challenge, and I'll provide customized solutions in a future episode. So Linda from Florida wrote in, "One of my really good friends had been struggling to find a job. I had a position open and wanted to help her out, so I hired her. It has turned into a nightmare. Whenever I ask her to do anything, she just kind of chuckles. If I tell her she needs to get more work done, she gets defensive. She's treating her coworkers terribly. She throws our friendship in their face and acts like she's better than them because she's great friends with the boss. She thinks she's all powerful and can do whatever she wants. Meanwhile, my boss is on me to fix this situation ASAP. He wants me to fire her. I don't want to hurt our friendship, but I love my job and know she can't keep doing what she's doing. Help." So Linda, I am so sorry to hear your struggles. Let's get you some customized solutions. As always, in this Defeat Your Drama segment, I'll provide solutions based on the information provided. I will obviously not have full details like I would if I was working with you. So I'll provide customized strategies based on what you share. Always consider your own specific circumstances before taking any action. These are suggestions, not guarantees. All right, so here is strategy number one. Have a conversation about separating work and friendship. Now, I always recommend doing this prior to hiring a friend. Linda, you don't say whether or not you did that, but I often find that clients don't do this up front because they assume that their friend will just know to respect them at work. You figure, hey, we get along great outside of work. We respect each other. You know, they just believe that they're not going to take advantage of the relationship. And then as you're experiencing, they're shocked and have to clean up after the fact. So if you did have the conversation ahead of time, she obviously didn't take it to heart. So either way, it's time. You have to pull her into a private meeting and explain that you love her as a friend, but that work and friendship are separate. As a leader, you cannot give her preferential treatment, and she must meet the expectations of the job to continue working there. Explain to her how disruptive it is to the entire team for her to be less productive. I mean, she should know this, but I don't know, sometimes people just aren't aware or their own personal agenda wins. So it hurts the morale when her coworkers feel that she's getting special treatment and they're the ones who are picking up the slack for her. So just bring it front and center. Do it from that caring place of a friend. It might be hard because you might be really, really frustrated at this point. Explain to her how important your job is to you and that part of being successful as a leader is creating a team that works well together. And she's not letting you do that right now. So let her know that your boss is on you to correct the situation and that you must make things better one way or another. So she's standing in the way of your success. The team, I can imagine, is really frustrated with the situation. They're probably frustrated with you because they do feel like you're giving her preferential treatment. So reiterate your desire for her to continue working there as a successful member of the team, but also let her know that you will have to follow through with discipline just like you would with any employee if she doesn't start performing the way you need her to. So tell her it would not be pleasant for you, but that at work, the job comes first. You know, it's just a lay it on the line, tell it like it is time. The cut to the chase. There's nothing, you know, there's not much more you can do. But, you know, try to have it calm. You stay calm, try not to be frustrated in the moment, just explain things as they are and move forward. Step two, you need to communicate clear expectations. So describe and document exactly what she must do to be successful in her position. Offer your support. Does she need any additional training or other assistance? Like, what's going on? Let her know that the responsibility is hers to make the right choices. Reiterate that you want her to be successful. You want her to continue working with you. You know, she might start employing some stay stuck strategies and she might think, oh, well, you're just being mean to me or you're trying to be hard on me. And, you know, just reiterate, this is just about doing a job. Also emphasize that she's got to be respectful to her of her coworkers. She cannot continue to act like she gets preferential treatment. And you may need to do something with the coworkers yourself, but you know, she can't continue to throw your relationship in their face. And remind her that you will treat her like the rest of the team at work, that it's got to be that way. Number three is have a conversation with the rest of the team, that everyone is treated the same. You know what? Come clean. They know you have an external relationship with her. So just say, I am friends with her outside of work, but we are keeping friendship and business separate. So you're going to have to reiterate that with the rest of the team as well. Number four, create a phrase. If this follows the pattern I've seen many times in the past, you'll need to keep reminding her that friendship and work are separate, at least for a period. So she may continue to push for preferential treatment and act wounded when you don't give it. Rather than rehashing the entire conversation over and over, I recommend coming up with a short phrase that means the entire conversation. So I do this a lot with clients who have like an ongoing frustration. Sit down and have a really good, like a lot of times I'll facilitate a conversation that's tough where they've reached a difficult spot in their relationship, and they'll have the whole relationship, and then they'll create a phrase that means that whole conversation. So you don't have to rehash the whole conversation again. You just say that one little word or phrase and you both know, oh, yep, got it. I know everything you're talking about. So you don't have to spend the half an hour, 40 minutes, hour and a half, 3 hours going through the whole conversation and rehashing it again. So it's a really effective way to communicate a long stream of information in just a few seconds. So at the end of your reset conversation, you can come up with a phrase together. Often my clients will use something light or funny to help bring levity to what might otherwise become a stressful moment. So for instance, I once had two clients use the phrase, you're beating your drum. Now, that didn't make a lot of sense to me for the conversation that they had just had, but to them, it was an inside joke and it made them laugh. So instead of rehashing a frustrating conversation, they had a quick chuckle and they got the meaning and they moved on. So you have the entire conversation, you make commitments to each other at the end, and then you create a quick little phrase that means that whole conversation and reminds each of you about the commitment that you made. All right, number five. Give her the freedom to choose. She has it anyway. This is more of a mindset thing for you because unfortunately you can't dictate the outcome of this situation. She gets to choose how she reacts. She can hear you, understand your predicament, and choose to improve her performance, or she can decide to keep using stay-stuck strategies that keep her behaving poorly and ultimately losing her job. The reality is she may not own up to her role in the negative outcome if that happens. She may choose to blame you. People have an amazing ability to skew their perspectives to serve them. So my hope is that that doesn't happen. I hope that when you have this sit-down kind of reset conversation, that she really gets how important your job is, how much you love her as a friend, but how you have to keep the two separate. I hope you come up with a fun phrase. I mean, if you've been good friends for a really long time, I'm sure you've got some inside jokes or some little phrase that you can use that means that whole conversation and reiterates the commitment that you've made at the end of that conversation. And that from then on, she's going to be respectful, be productive, and help create a great team alongside of you. So those are the quick five steps to help this situation. Linda, I wish you lots of luck, and I'm sure other listeners are in a similar situation now and can learn from these your customized strategies. So I'm Kirsten Ross. Until next time, make it a great day. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Then you know when a new episode comes. I love comments, so submit a testimonial if you'd like. And if you need some assistance in your work or your life, if you've got a lot of drama happening, contact me. Go to my website at defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then contact. And as always, the show notes will be available right there as well. So until next time.